All right, here's my question. Why does fancy food cost so much? Why does organic milk cost $8 a gallon? My wife buys it, and I love you, sweetie, but $8? That's the price of a beer. I tried to find the most expensive item I could, and the first thing I found was maple syrup. A gallon of that is $70.
My name is David Marvin, and I'm the owner of Butternut Mountain Farm from Morrisville, Vermont.
David Marvin makes maple syrup, which he says is a pretty labor-intensive business. Someone has to go out in snowshoes and drill holes in trees and then connect them all with tubing, and it can be dangerous work.
You have to be very careful when you're in the sugar woods to make sure that you don't get bitten by a snow snake.
There really snow snakes?
Of course not.
Was this a myth started by the maple syrup manufacturers?
No, I think it's old farmers, you know, maybe one too many after milking the cows some night.
Can we just run through the business of it? Like what? How much does it cost to make a bottle?
Right now the cost is in the $2.50 a pound range, so a bottle, a 12-ounce bottle, the cost at the farm would be about $2.50 or more just to make the syrup before it's packaged.
Like, what's the markup on these?
I don't know what the markup is entirely. We're almost a commodity-based business like so much of food, so at our level, the markup's very, very small compared to what I understand it is in automobiles or computers or something like that.
What he's saying is that it's hard to make a killing in the maple syrup business because one guy's syrup is pretty much the same as the next guy's syrup. So if you tried to tack an extra 50 cents onto the price, a competitor's just going to undercut you and steal all your business. Can you tell me what your profits are like?
I can, but I'm not going to.
Who knew the maple syrup industry would be so secretive?
It's not that I'm secretive. It's that some things are, you know, best kept.
Yeah, secret. Here's one secret that I kind of love. David Marvin does that fancy thing you've heard about on Wall Street. He hedges. You know how airlines sometimes lock in the price of jet fuel with what's called a futures contract? David hedged the old-fashioned way. He just bought a bunch of maple syrup and stored it. It's a maple syrup version of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And in recent years, it's made him money because the price of syrup went up after he bought it. How many gallons do you have in reserve?
At present in our warehouse, we have a lot.
Come on, tell me.
Probably 500,000 gallons. Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot of pancakes.
It is a lot of pancakes.
Okay, so maple syrup, the price, it seems like it's basically the cost of what it takes to make it. So I feel all right about that. I continued my price quest one aisle over in France with this guy, Lionel Girard. Sorry, Lionel Girard.
I'm a professional cheese guy.
Just a quick question. I'm just trying to find the most expensive item I can in the whole show.
Alors, mostly, you will have a beautiful Roquefort that you see here, appealing your eyes. This is a real Roquefort, artisanal one, maybe the last artisanal one. But they still put 100% fee on this beautiful Roquefort.
We have 100% tax on that?
Yeah, you make money with that.
How much is a Roquefort cheese?
Alors, Roquefort cheese right now is mostly around $12 a pound.
But in France, I can get it for $6 a pound?
Exactly.
So here's a big reason why we are paying so much for cheese. We are caught in the middle of an economic spitball fight. We spit at Europe, they spit back, or really, I don't know who spit first. But here's the thing, Europe won't accept U.S. beef that has hormones in it, and the U.S., we tax French cheese.
But you know, one day we will have American meat in Europe, and one day we will have more cheeses from France in the United States, and we will make love together, and that will be fantastic. By the way, you all look very good.
That woman you hear in the background there cracking up at us, at me being asked out on a date, she works for Costco. Yeah, Costco, which buys millions and millions of dollars of cheese. That's right. Right here we have a meeting of supply and demand. He's the cheese supplier. She's the demand. And demand always knows about the prices. And she says, if you want to find something really expensive, go find the white truffles. White truffles. I just have a few minutes left, but I find them in the basement. The guy selling them has this photo of his dad with a truffle-sniffing dog sitting on the handlebars. He says they still use dogs to find truffles. He held up a small bottle of 3 white truffles, and the price, $400. Half of that, of course, is the high price of dog labor. No, I'm kidding. But half the price, $200, does go to the big dog, the U.S. government. Like the cheese, truffles are taxed at 100% coming into the country.